Blog Talk Radio. Brother, sister, celestial angels, brother wisdom. A little later, I'm going to come to you guys with this video on. We're going to start on the. We're going to be on the minerals, but we're going to start without the. I'm sorry. We're going to start on the Sofo salts, and then from the Sofo salts, we're going to move to the nitrates and, let's see, the nitrates and the phosphates. Oh no, I'll deal with the next video, but the first video that's going to go on is going to be about the Sofo salts. And that's going to be dealing with the minerals. When we do that first part of the Sofo salts with minerals, you will really begin to get an understanding of the minerals that's within us. But in the meantime, I just want to talk about karma. You know, karma is something that happens. The laws of karma is something that happens because something else happened. All right? You know, it's the cause and effect. Because this happened, the effect is this or that. Okay? This is the basic laws of karma, and we're watching this happen among these earth beings. You know, you gotta just keep in mind that, you know, these beings have literally did damage to our planet. All right? Karma has no time. All right, there's no time on karma. How this is going to happen, how this is going to happen. Karma happens when someone awakens. All right? That's when karma happens. So because we have made that awakening, that massive awakening all over the planet, we've made that massive awakening, karma is taking place right now. We're watching it. We're watching it in real time. You know, look at these orc beings. Look at all the mankind and the humans. Look what they did. You know, wiped out whole generations. You know, look over there in Indonesia. Look over there in Papua New Guinea. What they're doing to our people, killing and beating our people, and you know, displacing our people, doing all these things to our people, you know, and they actually think that karma's not going to hit them, you know. Look at look at the queen of England, Elizabeth, that fucking lizard ass bitch, fuck her. Look what the fuck she's doing. She's got all of our jewels. She plays a definite role in the destruction of our people. All right, look at this. Look at what they're doing. Look how they wiped out whole generations of our people, and then they have it documented and says that we realized as we begin to kill the Negroids. They call us Negroids. As we begin to kill the Negroids, we realized that the planet was cooling off. So therefore, they continued on because they couldn't take the heat from our planet when they first got here. You know, look at when they first got here and they had the zoos and had our people walking around in zoos because their people had never seen us before. Their people had never seen any of us before, and they caused us to fall from our power, and they had zoos. They had us in cages and had us walking around in chains. They were having sex with us and molesting us and just, I mean, cutting us up and all kind of things. I mean, they were just doing everything to us that was against nature. And they thought that they will continue to do that. Look how they're killing our people and taking our body parts and all this stuff. You know, karma is getting ready to take place, my people. Karma is getting ready to take place. That's why I tell our people all the time, I say, you need to get some seeds. You need to get yourself, you know, buy some seeds, get yourself some canned goods, water, some beans and dry beans and rice and all kind of other food. You know, because karma's getting ready to take place. Karma is getting ready to take place. Locking our people up in jail. You know, the brother get a life sentence for stealing a pack of bubble gum. And these beings laugh about it. You know, brothers and sisters being locked up. They got the sisters in prison wanting to euthanize them so that they won't have children anymore. You know, or sterilize them, not euthanize, but sterilize them. But that's the euthanization of their reproductive organs. So we can say euthanize, you know. Look at what they're doing to our people. Now we got a vision of our people, how they hung us and slaughtered us and enslaved us and did whatever they wanted to do, used us to make money. Karma is coming, my people, because we have awakened. Now look at how they cut down the trees and killing the animals for sport. Huh? Just to cut the head of the animal off and put it on a wall. Cutting down the trees because they said, oh yeah, we need to implement a 5G program and the trees is in the way. And they cut down the trees and they dig up the land and take land away from how look how they took away the land from us all over and gave it to some Siberians. Some goddamn Siberian humans. Gave it to the Siberians and called the Siberians Indians and gave them our tribal names. And these Siberians are running around here talking about, oh yeah, we the native and we the original people on the land. Alright? This is what they did, my people. How they dug up the ground and constantly taking the oil. And they say, well, you know, the planet replenishes. No, it's not here for you to take. This oil, our planet has veins. This oil belongs in the planet. It's part of the balance and how they offset the balance. Look at the barren lands. You know, when you go into the downtown areas and to the inner city areas or whatever, that's barren land. I don't care how many buildings there, that's barren land because all the trees are gone. All the waters and the rivers and the valleys, that land is barren. It can't produce any fruit because the ground is covered up with concrete and buildings and buildings and buildings. Look at what they're doing, how they're stealing the energy from the planet and got us paying them pieces of paper for energy that's free. Karma is coming. How they spray in the sky so that the planet won't be able to, so that we won't be able to enjoy the planet. How they turned our people against each other when we were once in sync and in tune with each other. Now our people are turned against each other. Look at what they've done. And they do this for monetary values so that we can kill each other, so that you have one person in the grave and they've taken the organs from that one person. You got another person of our people in the jail cell. You make and you making they making their monies through the stock market on us, whether we're dead or whether we are fucking alive. Karma is coming, and it's coming this year, and karma is already in the beginning stage. We told you guys 2020 will be a complete and total massacre, and this is what's happening. Karma. Karma. Karma has no time. Karma waits when it waits for the person to awaken. So if you got somebody who's fast asleep and somebody done broken their house and destroyed everything, when that person wakes up and finds out who did it, that's when karma takes place. Because karma only happens when those who are asleep have awakened. Like we said, karma has no time. Karma has no time at all. So this is what's happening, my people. This is what's happening. Karma is taking place. And these orc beings, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet, all right, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet are going to pay. They're going to pay with their dear life. They're going to pay with their blood. All of them. All of them. We've already established that their forefathers started everything, set the precedent. their forefathers set the precedent, and they carry the blood of their forefathers. I don't care how much they say, oh, we are, you know, I love your black people. And I'm married to one, and I'm dating, I have black friends. You know, we ain't black. That's number one. We ain't black. But you think that you're doing something? You think that you're trying to make up for what your forefathers did? I don't care what you say. You carry their blood, and karma has to take place because the sins of the father fall upon the children. Karma takes place. Karma is taking place, my people. Karma is happening right now. This coronavirus ain't this is not something that's just gonna pass away and disappear. No. It's attacking every bloodline, and it ain't finished. There are three more, even more deadly viruses that's on the way. And these viruses are going to be attacking the bloodlines of the forefathers, and all of their forefathers did dirt to us. I don't care when they stopped. They said, well, you know, my great-great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-granddaddy did this, but my granddaddy, he made a change. Okay. All right. Your granddaddy made a change. But guess what? He still carried that blood. You got guilty blood. And karma, the laws of karma, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, says for every soul loss, we're taking three of yours. That's what karma says. Because one of us is equal to three of them. That's how powerful we are. One of us is equal to three of them. So for every one of us, it's three of them. China, Japan, Korea, all down in Brazil, in South America, Mexico, Russia, all those areas with their forefathers, Canada, all those areas, every place on this planet where their forefathers came in and decimated the land and killed the people so they could take the land, all of them were going to pay. Karma must take place. Karma must take place. It's going to be a beautiful day. At the same time, it's going to be a day of weeping and crying and blood spilling all over the land, because karma must take place. Karma must take place. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Just looking at, just thinking about it. The water. Look at all the fish that they have pulled out the water for profit. Look at all the animals that they have killed and slaughtered. Profit. Got their bodies in grocery stores and freezers. Look at what they've done to the planet, to the people, to the animals, to the land, to the sky, to the seas. Look at what they've done. Karma is going to take place. And it's beginning now. 2021, we see no businesses. Karma is taking place now. This is just the beginning. We ain't even got part of the way through this wonderful, beautiful massacre of a year. Karma must take place, my people. Because they've done too much dirt. And there's nothing where for them to go. There's nothing that they can do. There's nothing, nowhere they can hide. Because karma's going to take place. And they will all pay. They will all pay. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angel beings. Peace to you all.
Peace, infinite waters, diving deep. Once again, beautiful deep divers, we are here. I hope your day is going good. Beautiful day here. But are you in the presence of a wolf in sheep's clothing? Yes. And you're like, should I trust them or not? How to recognize if someone's worth trusting? Let's just, woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. That's the question that came in. Fantastic question. If you've got a question, add me on Instagram, at Infinite Waters. I just might pick yours. Someone asked, Ralph, how can I really trust if someone is who they really say they are? I'm feeling strange inside whenever I'm around them. But they're telling me they're like that, but I feel like this about them. Deep divers, has that ever happened to you too? We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? So let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Recognize if someone's who they say they are. To recognize if someone's worth trusting. Now, I meet all kinds of people. I've had so many experiences. I thought, okay, this person is really trustworthy. And then they screwed me over. Okay, I remember doing a commercial for a soccer team, and they were supposed to pay me. And they're like, I'm going to pay you in installments. I rang them. You've reached so-and-so's answer phone. Okay, they scammed me. And this happens. Sometimes we meet people who are scammy. They're scamming you. They are tricking you. They're conning you. But sometimes we're around someone and we're still not sure about them. Sometimes in a relationship, can I really trust this person to be honest with me, to keep it real with me, right? And I'm going to share with you how I've learned to know if someone's worth trusting or not. Should we keep them or should we let them go, right? Your gut. Trust your gut. It never lies. Why, Ralph? Because your gut knows everything. Your gut is actually your second brain. Neuroscience tells us that our gut has 100 million neurons, okay? It knows a lot. So when they say trust your gut, they're actually saying trust your brain. Slow motion this side. Yikes. You see, I've realized that you never want to discredit your gut. Your body picks up bad vibrations. If you feel inside of yourself that something isn't right about a person or situation, trust it. Trust your gut. Trust your intuition. You're not paranoid. You're not going crazy. No. That's your gut saying, you better watch out now. Or your gut could be saying, relax, this person is very trustworthy because they are the cat down the road. How to recognize if someone's worth trusting. Now, I've realized this, that there's a great book called The Four Agreements. And I remember reading it. And one of the agreements was, be impeccable with your word. Okay, that's how to know if someone's worth trusting. Are they impeccable with their word? Do they say what they mean and mean what they say? Or are they flip-floppy? They're like, yeah, I'll meet you tomorrow. And they never turn up, right? And they keep doing it. They keep making the same mistakes and apologizing. But then they keep doing the same thing again. And we ain't even had breakfast yet, okay? It doesn't mean they're a bad person. It just means that you can't keep trusting and living in false hope, okay? Someone who is impeccable with their word, you can trust them. So start seeing if they're not only talking, but they're actually backing it up by their actions, okay? They're not just saying, oh, I love you. They're actually proving it by flying across the world to come and see you. That's how to recognize if someone's worth trusting. Because sometimes people say one thing, then they do another thing. Okay? And this world is full of beautiful people, but it's also full of people who want to take advantage of you. And that's why you have to be aware that not everybody is like you. Just because you're going to do that for them, it doesn't mean that they're going to do that for you. Go easy on them, Ralph. Slow motion this side. Not everybody is a good-hearted person like yourself. Okay, I trust. I'm a Pisces. Like a lot of Pisceans, we just trust everybody. But I've learned over time that you got to be careful. Because not everybody was raised with a bunch of grapes in their mouth. Some people are hurting inside. They want to use people and abuse people. Okay, so you've got to be careful with who you spend your precious energy with, baby. I've learned this, deep divers, that if someone's actions and their words have a great coherency, meaning that they are in harmony, a great congruency, meaning that they are in harmony, then you can trust that person. But if there is no coherency between their actions and their words, no congruency between their actions and their words, you got to let them go. Let them go. Because we don't need that. Deep divers, how many times have you been around someone who is all talk? They always tell you about what they're going to do, but they never deliver the goods. You can't trust them. Okay? Because to recognize if someone's worth trusting, they have to be able to prove their trust to you. This is proving grounds right now, okay? So I'll give you an example. Many times people are like, Ralph, your videos have changed my life. Let me do something for you. Let me help you. I'm like, okay. Help me how? They're like, Rob, I just want to help you. I'm like, I'm okay. So I'm like, okay, just show me what you're going to do. And they never do that. They just talk. They're like, Ralph, I want to help you. I'm like, how though, right? And then some people genuinely do help me because they're like, Ralph, come to my house. I'm going to feed you some delicious vegan food, 7-day vegan challenge. And that really helps me out, okay? So to know if someone's worth trusting, ask yourself right now, if you're not sure about someone in a relationship, can I trust them? Realize that all you need to know is, have they proven themselves to you? Have they showed you that, hey, you better trust me because I'm worthy of your trust? And they do this by not repeating the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over again, right? I'm no saint. Sometimes I even let people down. But I've learned over time that if you really want to win someone's trust, you've got to prove that you are worthy of their trust. Slow motion this side. And that means honesty. That means transparency. And that means being a good-hearted person and a real person, right? How to recognize someone's worth trusting. Look at their eyes. The eyes never lie, okay? Sometimes when people are lying, they kind of look to the left. They look to the right. They don't do a little samba, baby. They kind of look to the sky, but they can't look you in the eyes because they know they are lying. They're telling a big fibby. So, to know if someone's worth trusting, stare them in the eyes when you're talking to them and then see, ask yourself, is this a sincere person? Is this a sincere person? Is this a sincere person or are they lying to me, deceiving me, trying to take advantage of me, right? So stare people in the eyes. And what you will often find is that people who are very trustworthy can look you back in the eyes. People who are trying to scam you, do you dirty, they haven't got the guts to look you in the eyes because they know what they're about to do to you, right? The eyes are the windows to the soul. Trust your gut. When you look at someone, say, do I feel a kind of warmth in their eyes or a kind of coldness in their eyes, okay? If you feel a warmness about them, then you can trust them. If you don't, you better run for the hills, baby. It's that way. How to recognize someone's worth trusting. 7-day vegan challenge. Go out and eat with them. Now, this is probably one of the best ways I found out to actually know if someone's worth trusting. I'm like, yeah, just come to Cafe Gratitude with me. Let's go to Raw Food Daily. Let's eat together. And I'm watching them eat that beautiful quinoa, and they're telling me stuff, and I'm like, I can't trust this person. But sometimes I'm like, I can trust this person, right? Because over food, like, people say stuff, you can kind of get a feeling of their energy a lot more because they're kind of more relaxed. They're in a less kind of acting mode, more in a being mode. So you can really start to pick up their vibrations, okay? And it happens over food. Okay, you can really start to feel that person's energy to know if you can trust them or not over a delicious avocado, brown rice, kale meal, right? 7-day vegan challenge, okay? So go and eat with someone who you're not sure about. Go and eat with them, and then after you leave, see how you feel. If you get bad vibes, you better run for the hills, which is that way. If you get good vibes, eat with them again and invite the cat down the road and I'm going to bring you a mango smoothie full of vitamin A. How about that? How about that? How about that? How to recognize someone's worth trusting. Baby, we are here. They've always been there for you. They've never let you down. You see, it's even hard for me. Hard, because I'm meeting a lot of people. I'm not sure if I can trust this person because we just met, right? But people who I know I can trust, I've known them for a long time. It doesn't mean that all the people I've known for a long time are trustworthy, because time is just an illusion, but we've got experience together. Like, I've got good friends who have been with me for years, so I can trust them because we've got shared experiences, okay? I can count on them when I need them. Not all of them. Some people will let me down, but that's okay. But there is always one friend that you can count on. And sometimes, if there isn't, you got to count on yourself. Slow motion this side. That's why the greatest relationship you can have is with yourself. But think for a minute, right? Think for a minute of someone who has always been there for you. That's the person you know you can trust, because that's the person who was there with you before the money. Before the 1 million subscribers, before the fame, before you blew up, okay? They've been there when you were picking your nose at school. They were a high school sweetheart to you. That's how you know you can trust them, because they don't want you for anything other than your essence. Slow motion this side. How to recognize someone's worth trusting. Time reveals everything. When the grass is cut, the snakes will show. Let me repeat that. When the grass is cut, the snakes will show. When the grass is cut, the snakes will show. When times get rough and hard, people's true colors will be revealed. You see, once you're doing good in your life, everybody wants to be a part of success. But when you're down and out, will they still be there? Chances are probably not. You can't trust that person. You better get rid of them real fast. Now, to know if you can trust someone, give it time. Give it a few months. Give it a few years, and then see if this person is still the same towards you. They're still bringing you positive energy. Or have they changed because now they're like, you can't do anything for me, so bye. We don't need these kinds of people in our life. We need real people, authentic people, people who are going to be there in the good times, the bad times, and the darn right ugly times. So realize this, deep divers. Time reveals everything. You don't have to do a lot to know if you should. You don't have to do a lot to recognize if someone's worth trusting. Let time reveal itself. Let time be the greatest teacher, because everybody is exposed in time. The truth gets revealed in time. Time reveals everything and people's true intentions. Sometimes I've trusted people even recently like, hey, yeah, you can help me on Infinite Waters, do this, that. But then I realize they're snakes in disguise. And I love snakes. Snakes are, why do we always blame snakes, okay? Wolves in sheep's clothing, right? Wolves are actually kind of beautiful. But we'll just use that as a reference, okay? How to recognize someone's worth trusting. Discernment is essential. Discernment is the ability to judge well. And that's why being a Pisces, I'm very intuitive. I can usually know very quickly if I should trust this person or not. And it's because I'm using discernment. I'm paying attention to details. How caring is this person to other people? Because that determines how they're going to treat me. How caring is this person towards themselves? Because that determines how they're going to treat me. Are they a trustworthy person to other people? Let me repeat that. Are they a trustworthy person to other people? That's how to know if someone's worth trusting. Like, what does the cat down the road say about them? Okay, I've learned this, that you have to use discernment, which is the ability to judge well. Don't be so quick to trust people. Give it time. I have in the past. I'm like, yeah, I trust you. But when I use discernment, I'm not analyzing you. I'm just peeling away the layers until I see the authentic you. What? Slow motion this side. Ralph Speck. That's right. I'm a Pisces. I know everything. Kind of. About energy and reading it. Because I'm naturally intuitive. But it's only because I'm using discernment. That's how to know if someone's worth trusting. Don't be so quick to trust. Peel the layers first. How to know someone's worth trusting. You see, what's helped me along my journey, plain and simple, is that many of us, we have a very naive mindset, okay? We're like seeing the good in everybody. And that's me. Like, I'm always doing that. And that's why sometimes I get screwed over. Because I'm like, I would do this for them. They should do that for me. I don't even like, growing up, I never actually thought like there were bad people in the world. Until I met really nasty people. I'm like, oh my gosh, that exists in the world? So start to realize that everybody you meet has a different agenda. Let me repeat that. Everybody you meet has a different agenda, okay? So you have to realize that not everybody's intentions are pure, okay? Not everybody wants the best for you. But to really know if you should trust someone, give them a chance first. Don't just be so quick to judge and assume, right? Don't be so quick to judge and assume. Give them a chance. And if they prove themselves, you give them another chance. But if they don't immediately, then you let them go. Because once again, we have no business hanging on to people who don't serve us. It's time to make space for people who actually will. Slow motion this side. So there you have it, beautiful deep divers. That's how to know if you should trust somebody. Once again, trust takes time. It takes time. It takes experience. It takes really not being so quick just to judge someone. Okay, because we all have let people down in the past, but it doesn't mean we aren't worthy of a second chance. Slow motion this side. And once you realize that, beautiful deep dive as well, you just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello there? We're just, whoa, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace.
definition of it. How's it make you feel? Tell me what you say that truly makes it real. Kings and queens, philosophers have tried so hard to find. Tell me what it means to you, dear, never mind. Love is kind when the world is cold. Love stays strong when the fight gets old. Love's a shoulder to lean on, love is you. Love's like the water when the well runs dry. Quench my thirst, keep me alive. Just need one sip, baby. Love is you. 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 Is it possible there is a kiss that's so divine? Or am I just a fool? Is it all in my mind? Is there something chemical a scientist might say? Well, love must be a drug to make me feel this way. Cause love's my permission to be who I am. No inhibitions cause you understand. Freedom to breathe, oh baby, love is you. Love's like a kiss when the sun goes down. Holds me tight when no one's around. Love's what I wanna hold on to. Love is you. 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 When the chips are down, love will stick around. Oh, I'm so glad I found love is you. Much as I've tried to clarify, love's quite simple, he's just my guy. A perfect definition, love is you. Love is you. Love is you. Love is you.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, everyone. Thank you, guys, for tuning in to another broadcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio, Motivational Classroom, guys. I'm your host, Haru, the Seven Oracle, and as you guys always know, I'm joined with the Ear Family. We got Auntie LJ in the building. Also, we got Eternal in the background, who I know is working as well. So peace and balance, right? That's what I said on his live last night. Peace and balance to us all as we are navigating in this energy space that, you know, the energy space seems to be high and elevated, and there's a lot of things. There is a lot of things going on in the unseen, guys. There are a lot of things going on unseen, yet with everything that is going on, you guys, I always like to remember gratitude. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this shit, we don't yet understand what the fuck is really happening. Some of us might understand, might have an idea what's happening. Some of us overstand what is happening. But needless to say, how is our reaction? And do we have gratitude for just what is? You know what I mean? Just ask yourself sometimes. And sometimes we don't have gratitude, y'all. We ain't all, you know, it ain't all roses, as Mary J. always it sings about. You know what I mean? It ain't all roses, y'all. So as we even grow through those uncomfortable spaces to where we don't understand or understand, do you still have that mustard seed of gratitude? Because that mustard seed of gratitude, guys, is one of the hidden keys. All right, y'all. So on the Motivational Classroom today, guys, we are going to be talking about trusting you. And then also we're going to be talking about control versus will. Are we in control of our lives? Are we truly in control of our lives? You know, are we truly in control of anything? You know what I mean? And a lot of us will say that we have control of how we react to life's flow. You know what I'm saying? They say that life is only 10% of what happens, yet life is 90% manifestation of how you react to life. That's huge, y'all. Life is only 10% of what happens, yet 90% in how you react to life. And I like to include, especially in my sessions with my clients, I like to include in that is subconsciously. You know what I mean? How are you reacting to things subconsciously? Have you ever even took, you know, time out in your whole life, your whole adult life, to even think about how you react to shit subconsciously? What is the subconscious mind, moreover? So anyway, guys, trusting you, all right? So this whole topic of trust. Now, wait a minute. Before I go on to that, are we in control? But Auntie LJ and I, we always go back and forth with these conversations. And, you know, she always challenges me to think or possibly things in another way at times. And I love that about our relationship because she said, you know, no, we're not in control of shit. You know what I mean? But to will our life, right? So control versus will. We're going to talk about that today, guys. So it's going to be a very empowering conversation. If you want to call in to be a part of this, guys, the number to call in is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that you could talk to us if you like. So, yeah, control, trusting you guys, control versus will. So when it comes to the topic of trust, we always look at, you know what I'm saying, trusting other people. Like, I can't trust them or I can't trust her because of whatever happened. A lot of traumatizing has happened to us. The reason why we are so leery and we're so subjective to trust anything external. But when have we ever did a self-evaluation on our motherfucking selves without lying to ourselves? So the question to really ultimately ask yourself is, can you trust your motherfucking self? And y'all know what? In transparency, I will say that when I first, you know, had the courage to look in the mirror and stop lying to myself, hell fucking no, I couldn't trust myself. Sometimes I still don't. In certain areas, you know what I mean? You know, so when is the last time, if ever, that we admitted to ourselves that we can't even trust our motherfucking self? So how the fuck can we even begin to even have the gall to even think we can trust somebody else? How? So we're gonna go here today. Thank you to the Facebook family who submitted your reasoning and why it's hard for you to trust or you don't even trust at all. Now, I do want to include this quote. Years ago in my healing work, you know, there was a quote, I forgot where the fuck I heard it, but the quote was, to trust is not to trust at all. And it took me years to ponder on that. To trust is not to trust at all. So I'm thinking maybe this is, you let me know what you feel it may mean for you. You know, if you're listening or if you're in the Facebook background, you know, let me know, Joanne, you know, let all y'all, you know, let me know what that means for you. To trust is not to trust at all. So that's definitely a good ponder, you know, over this particular broadcast, guys. So welcome. We definitely appreciate you guys for always joining us every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, guys. Last week was a very empowering week. We did a very heavy broadcast on last Sunday, and that was dark psychology versus the gay, you know, as it relates to the gay agenda. We are going to make dark psychology as theories, because dark psychology seems to be one of the catalysts in which people have become the puppet masters of these ventriloquist dolls that I call this society. So dark psychology is something we're definitely going to hone in on and kind of, you know, make, you know, the world more aware, you know what I'm saying, of how the game is being played and used on you. You know, this is the only way that we're going to I feel that we don't want to break these cycles, not for real. A lot of y'all motherfuckers want to hold on to this control shit, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day. And y'all have seen how the magic works. Y'all have done it. Y'all have practiced it through generations. Hell no, y'all don't want to let that go. Not for real. But in order to usher in where we are going to have to let it go. There is a period and there is a fucking exclamation mark on that. You cannot remix this. You can't spin it around again another 10 years. None of that shit. Done. So I want to stand that. And I want for us all to be on a type of equal ground where we could, you know, be in my yacht and truly join in together and truly, you know, for the greater vision, y'all. Like, I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, those that know and heard what I said, all right? So, again, guys, Motivational Classroom, trusting you, control versus will. Auntie LJ, peace and love on to you. How are you this rising?
Peace and love. Greetings to everyone who is listening and who will be listening in the future. Can you guys hear me okay?
I can hear you, but you kind of sound far away.
Okay, I'm actually driving, so I'm kind of multitasking.
Okay, but we can hear you, so we'll make it work.
Is that better? Is that better?
See, I'm on speaker too, so you was real far away, but we can hear you though.
I'm on.
No, I was saying I was on speaker, but we can hear you clear. Yeah, we can hear you clear. So go ahead.
All right. Oh, this topic. I'm gonna start off initially with a question, and the question is: before you walked into your I'm going to know myself, I'm dealing with the spirituality consciously of what I am and who I am and what I'm doing, do you realize that you were already on autopilot to get you to that point? So you weren't in control. You were in autopilot, and you were willing yourself to be where you needed to be at all. In any of it. And you had no control because you knew nothing of being able to control it. It just was. So we're going to start there with you thinking back over your life to this point of you being in the now. And I want to paint a picture because so many of us, when we come from chaos, your very existence started with an explosion. Your very existence started with a explosion. You shot out of your father into your mother's womb, which was a toxic and acidic space and place. And probably you came with that explosion from a toxic space, because most of us, our parents weren't in their higher selves mentally, not emotionally. Think of how many people came out of drunken situations and drug-induced situations and rapes and things like that. So your very existence has been chaotic since you've been in existence. You think you have control? I'm going to leave that right there. Let's bring internal in on it, on coming onto the platform, and I'm going to come back. But I just want to plant that seed right there as a starter point.
All right, Eternal, peace. Hey, Eternal, peace.
Okay.
Eternal, you available to talk? Eternal, we can hear you in the background, but... Yeah, I think he's working, too.
Yeah, he's working. He may not be available.
Okay, that's
so,
all good.
Yeah, we can mute his mic because we know he's multitasking. So he'll come in and let us know in the background when he's ready.
Okay, so Auntie, just to piggyback, you know, I'm going to mute him because he got a lot going on in the background. Just to piggyback
right.
on, you know, what you're saying, what I hear you saying is that, you know, what is the root? You know what I'm saying? And you even went back
to the
start.
You can't do nothing without the root. Shit. What you mean?
I get it. Baby, look, I get it, but we are so surface out here that we don't even begin to go to the root. You know what I mean? So.
You got to go to the root.
Go ahead.
Don't get no tree without
gotta
no root.
Got to go to the root. Yeah.
Got to go to the root.
Yeah.
So.
So
you're born into this. This is the existence. Yesterday was so fucked up for me, but then I was getting these high peaks. You know,
I
so it
couldn't
was
tell.
Like, bullshit, high peak, bullshit, high peak. It wasn't for you to tell. This was me, for me, self-check.
Mm, got it.
Self-check.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And see, that's what we don't do. We're always waiting for the mirror effect.
Mm.
What do you do when there is no mirror? What do you do when you can't see your reflection, but you know that something about you is not where you know you want to
be? How can we be comfortable, Auntie? How can we be comfortable knowing that
why are you looking for
it's
comfort?
Something?
There's no such thing as comfort. There's no such comfort is an illusion.
Okay, how can we sit? Okay, let me rephrase that. How can we sit in that knowing that something needs to happen different or shift and we don't shift it?
You have to be willing, like you said initially, to be truthful with yourself.
Mm.
And you've got to remember that everything that made you the you that you are right now didn't come from a positive space. So if you don't have the balance, if you're not willing to face you, then everything else is the illusion of inclusion. And if you're not willing you into who you are, the wheel in the wheel, as the Christians would say, Jesus, take the wheel, then you're not doing accountability, so you don't have responsibility, which means that there's no comfortability. And you're going to continue to recreate that chaos until you face yourself. Because yourself is always the wheel in the wheel. Yourself is always the you that is telling you, let's go back to our inner child. Now, Grandma said you can't have that candy on that dining room table. So you eat. Gotta eat. But you then already thought in a new day that you're gonna find a way to get a piece of that candy, and since it's 50 candies in the jar, Grandma ain't gonna miss no one piece of candy. She ain't gonna know. Grandma ain't gonna worry about that piece of candy. But you know what you forgot about the wheel and that wheel? Is that Grandma used to be a child too. And if Grandma is in tune with the children around her, then she's in tune with the child of herself. So everything that you're trying to do, you're not reinventing the wheel. The wheel has always been the wheel.
Mm.
So Grandma know you're going to go in there and try. to find a way to get that piece of candy. That's why the hell she put the candy out there. The candy and the food on the table in the dining room or on the kitchen table, that was a test of the emergency broadcasting system of how Grandma was going to see what you picked up from what she taught you and how you wanted to manipulate what you thought you knew how to do that you didn't
realize. So Granny tested you early.
You always been tested. The world been testing you early.
Mm.
You teach a child. See, with children, the first thing that the children knows is how to eat. You don't teach a child how to eat. A child naturally eats. A child naturally smells. Mm-hmm. A child naturally blinks. A child naturally hears. A child naturally feels. So we fuss about why we got to go back to this child thing. Because that's the root. That's the foundation of you. Upon that, you built who you are in your today. And you didn't control it. Because as a child, you didn't have no control, for real. Your mama told you what to do. Your grandma told you what to do. Society told you what to do. The teacher told you what to do. Everybody told you what to do. Even when they knew not to do it. They were telling you what to do. Because what happens? Don't touch that. That's hot. What you go do? You go touch it. Ah, shit. Mama, it hurt. Well, I just told your ass don't touch it. You didn't listen. So now you learn to differentiate. Now you know you have choices. But we've been riding these waves in our subconscious of having no control at all. You don't control how your heart beat. You don't control how your blood flow. You don't control anything. Now, you can ripple things along the way in your will. However, even in doing that, with an action, there's always a reaction. And you might think you're in control of your action, but you cannot control the reaction.
Mm.
I can do something to you, and I can't control how you respond to what I did. You can do something to me, and because of my reflex, I can't control what I did because my reflex will naturally respond to something, and I have no idea even to what it was that I did to get that response or that reaction. Now, what's the difference between a reaction and a response? The reaction is your natural body's reflex or your way of naturally thinking that you're on point with a response. However, response comes with thought. Response is what you control. Response is when you say, you know what? She just called me a bitch. And instead of me jumping up and slapping fire out her body, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to ask her, now what am I? Now I'm making her think. And in emotion, she has no idea. She thinks she didn't trigger me, when in all actuality, because I didn't react and I responded, I actually reversed it and triggered her.
Mm-hmm. Hear that, y'all. Did y'all hear that? But that's
this
how we help one another to grow also, right?
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm,
and so you
mm-hmm.
say, well, I don't need nobody for nothing. I don't need nobody to tell me shit. I got this. I came in the world by myself, and if I choose, I live by myself, and
yep.
when I die, it'll
and
probably be by my motherfucking self. And guess
and
what?
And that's where we get caught up.
Cause
we
will what?
It. We will.
And you ain't never by yourself because there's so many levels to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much that you have to reintroduce yourself up to you. So people be talking about they by yourself. But if I got 10,000 on the left and 10,000 on the right and 10,000 above and 10,000 below, I got a lot
mm-hmm.
of shit to remember about me.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4,000. And I only been on the planet 15 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60
yeah.
years. I ain't got to 1,000.
That's
the
a
hell?
Baby. That's
you,
a baby compared
see?
To who you really are. Is that what I hear?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So you feel the baby to you, reinventing you, trying to understand you, knowing, not understanding that it is a smorgasbord to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a smorgasbord to you. And just like when you throw the pebble in the water, the ripples go, and you can't control them ripples. Now, if you can move water or shift water and you're in tune with that gift of you, you might be able to direct how the ripple go, but you ain't in control of the fact that it's a ripple.
Mm.
And we have to understand that our limitations put us in a place of wanting to evolve. Lord, I done missed my time. Sugar, sugar, sugar.
You live in a moment.
Look, because this thing is so pivotal. It really is. And we're afraid of who we are. And so when we're afraid of who we are, we're afraid of everything around us because it's a form of a reflection of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And we sit back and
what
say,
what is that about? What is that about? You know, what do you feel the root to where we have been so afraid to look? Okay, let me make this statement. I am seeing this in our strong black women. You know, and I say strong black women. I'm sorry?
It's true.
Okay,
we
so I'm seeing this in our...
With truth.
I know you know what I'm finna say, but just for the audience, you guys, a lot of you strong black women, like you are the original one, you are the, you know, the mother of creation, you know, you are the Alpha Omega, the yin and yang, the good and the bad. A lot of you guys have chosen I don't even want to put a judgment on energy, but a lot of you guys have chosen the darker side of things, you know, in that, you know, in the knowing how it works for a while, but now a lot of you guys I'm seeing are feeling that something is different, and you guys are feeling like you are not no longer in control. So you guys are like off of your game, so to speak, you know. So you internally, a lot of you guys don't know what to do, and you will not, and you would rather die than to admit that you do not know what to do. So in
guess
that, what I am exerbing is the root of that. We are not, you guys are not wanting to face that darkest, deepest shadow in which you know is you. And that part of you in which has been projected throughout lifetimes, not wanting to face that. That's it.
The issue is coming out of the costume that you allow to grow over time, trying to protect yourself. And then you trying to protect yourself, you start to becoming this thing that pulls you away from your authentic self. So then you realize that you're in confusion, and you're trying to get back to confusion, but you still want to save face. It's the chess game. I can't let nobody see that I'm weak. I can't let nobody see that I'm vulnerable. I done been down this road, and I don't. It may not be the same man, or it may not be the same exact situation, but I recognize this energy, and I'm afraid of it. And fear will bring out a monster in you that you are so accustomed to from fear that you forget what being safe is like. And so when you forget your safety, then now you're just a bubble of aggression. And so you're a bubble of aggression to maintain the illusion that you want people to see you as and the truth that you no longer remember about who you are.
That you no longer remember. You lost it in the chaos. So when do we get back to that? How do we get back to that?
That's
a lot of women are listening.
You got a will. You got to will yourself back to your authentic self. You got to go back. Don't try to meet that woman because it didn't start when you were a woman. Go back to the little girl.
Go back to the little girl
that fundamentally allowed you to have spiritual symbols, which became sigils. And you created these sigils and were casting these spells and had no idea that that was what you were doing. And once you were magic, you became mystical to even yourself. And so all you've been doing is casting spells. And the little girl with you, she has temper tantrums. So when she has temper tantrums, guess what your grown ass do? You have temper tantrums. You say, oh, I don't know. I don't know why I said that to you. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I didn't, you know, that wasn't where I was really coming from. And I love people, and I'm trying to help people, and I hope to be a better person. And you want to be a better bitch, but you won't recognize the bitch that's you. And the bitch that she was the better bitch for you. But she might not be the better bitch for the all. But she the better bitch for you. So who are you?
But is she really a better bitch for you in your now? Is she always? Do you always have to be a bitch? Does the bitch always serve?
The bitch is the survivor. The bitch is to push past the bullshit.
Bitch is
the bitch is, I'm not going to let you know you hurt me. The bitch is, no matter how much you hurt me, I will survive. The bitch is the ego.
The bitch is the ego, ultimately.
Do you know your ego? Have you reintroduced yourself to your ego? Do you know when it is the energy that needs to be let go, ego? Or do you know when it's the survival? Because ego has many layers. There is nothing about you that doesn't come with layers of you. It is part of your very existence. And if you got 10,000 to the left and 10,000 to the right and 10,000 up before you and 10,000 behind you and 10,000 up under you and 10,000 up over you, you got a whole lot of shit to center and reintroduce yourself with. This is why self-check is the best check you're going to ever write in writing the book of you. And there's some things about you. You say, everybody know me. You know how I am. You don't even know who you is and what you are. You're still checking. This is why we need to play on the checkerboard. Everybody want to get on the chessboard, but you're needed on the checkerboard because on the checkerboard is where you get your crown. So that you're ready to go to the chessboard. So that you understand the pawns in the game. You understand that you're not beating up your king about being your overall protector in every little thing. Because you created him. So you had to manifest him. There was some protecting you had to do with you by yourself for yourself before your king was ever crowned king. Because, see, the queen protects the king on the chessboard. The rook covers her ass. So who is your rook? Did you ever look for your rook while you was looking for your king? Did you find your rook? Because that's the queen's protection. She comes to cover the king. That's her job. Why you mad about who you are? You chose to come back this life. You chose to be in your feminine energy this life. Why you mad? You got to dig. You got to go to the room.
You got
to
dig.
And in that, you don't want to deal with being in control. Because when the universe has allowed you to control it, what you do? You fuck it up. Fuck it up with your mouth. You fuck it up with how you feel. And you give that to other people. Come on.
First I want to say, we look at these checkerboards and these chessboards as the all, but really your very own chessboard, your very own checkerboard. You know what I mean?
Right.
Fuck the all. What about your own checkerboard? Have you mastered your own game of checkers? And then when you're moving on to chess, what game are you truly playing on your own fucking chessboard?
Yeah.
So Auntie was saying you got to dig. Where I was going is controlling versus willing, or controlling, understanding that we are willing our lives. So when we are given the opportunity to will our own life in a certain, you know, fashion, what I feel is that we are getting caught up here. And I feel that it's deep, and I feel that it's generational, and I feel that we are in these loops and in these cycles because of that right there.
Everybody taught you something. Nobody taught you how to be you. Everybody put into something in your life. Everybody you see, everybody you come in contact with, every animal, every insect, everything has taught you something. But nothing has taught you you. That's your job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you do that? And because we're women, we're emotional. And when we're emotional, we amplify. And we're amplifying all of this shit. And then we mad because I was trying to control that shit. I was trying to make that shit happen for me. But you've been willing. The will of the will. And it was never no control. Your mama didn't have no control over you, over getting pregnant with you, and neither did your daddy. They was doing some shit, and it just so happened to feel so good that it was an explosion. That was a little bit different than all the other explosions. And you came into creation by will. Not by chance, but by will. Whole lot of babies have been made in the womb, but they all didn't make it. Who was in control?
Because
a whole lot of babies that the doctors told you that it wasn't supposed to even be here. How's MJ here? And they told me that he was going to be dead and I should kill him. And they told me for 36 weeks, terminate your baby. How did I know that my baby was going to be all right? I willed that shit. And I wasn't in control because I didn't know what the fuck it was going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that as long as I kept doing whatever I was doing, and as long as he kept doing whatever he was doing, then it will. You know, when you're born, they tell you your baby got to have a will to live. It's got to thrive. And if your baby don't have the thrive, which is the will to live, it will go back. So this is stuff that even medical science know. Yeah, that part.
So, do I hear you speaking about a little bit of the law, the universal laws, if you will? Like, because I think a lot of women need to hear that, Auntie, about, you know, you had in your mind's eye the determination that you were not control. You use the word will, that you were going to will, and the energy in which you were doing this with was in synchronization with you, and you and MJ together have created this beautiful, I love to see it, by the way, this beautiful bond that you two have that is unbreakable.
And this is not only for women, this is for men too. When somebody tells you that you can't do something, your natural instinct. Most of us don't think it's just men. I'm finna hit a soft spot. Men with y'all daughters. You say you ain't you ain't gonna be messing with them boys. I ain't having it. When you get 16, you might could go out on group dates. You ain't going to be doing no one-on-one dates with no boys, daddies, fathers. And then one day she come home, and she look you in your face, and she say, Daddy, I think I'm ready, and I know you told me that I have to be 16. But I was in a hot and heavy situation, and me and this guy well, Daddy, I had sex, and you brewing. You ready to cry, but you don't want her to know she just broke your heart because you done already told her, and you done already said that she is not. I'm going to protect my baby, not from these boys, but in your subconscious from you when you were a boy is what you protected your baby from.
Oh, baby. What you say?
Oh, baby. But the will, that same you that's
in
her, the will.
What you say? Hold on.
The will of you and her. Let her do what you told her not to do. And it came back to you. And you sitting back saying, baby, I asked you. Baby, I told you. And she said, but it's okay, Daddy. Because I went to Planned Parenthood, and I'm on birth control, so I'm not going to get pregnant. I'm not going to get pregnant. And now you sit back and you say, I ain't even told you nothing about that. You go and you call her mama. How the hell she know about Planned Parenthood? The will of her wanting to do something superseded what she told her not to do. And so she found a way to do it. And she used the magi from you and her mama's 23 chromosomes that made her her to create a way to do it and not end up with the mistakes that y'all ended up with. Using her own wisdom that you taught her
what's happening,
without
y'all.
Telling her.
Yep.
You taught her without saying. So you thought because you said it, it was law. But you didn't pay attention to what you had showed her. From you being you and her mother being her mother and what you two made in her. And all she had to do was watch. And she said, well, mommy and daddy had me at 16 and 17. That's why daddy don't want me having sex. That's why daddy don't want me with boys. That's why.
Yep.
So now she willed herself to be able to do what she wanted to do. From everything that you told her not to do, what everything that you showed her could be done.
Because
you showed her that it, no matter what come out of it, it can be okay. Because she a product of it being okay.
How often do we even pay attention to our children and allow them to be their own human beings without trying to will their lives?
The thing about the will is you only get one. You got to will your will. You can't will my will. My will is my will and your will is your will. You know? And
but do we understand that, though?
It takes time and you got to want to. Anything that you allow yourself
to
process, you got to want to process it. Which means that you got to push past the fear of what you think it is. And allow it to be so that it can show you where you are in it so that you can then maneuver in the way that you will it to be. And that has nothing to do with control. We are so much functioning in our subconscious, in this thing we call life, that we're just now understanding the word of a description of what consciousness is to the all. But what is your authentic consciousness to yourself? What is your authentic subconsciousness to yourself? Do you know when you're moving in your subconsciousness? No. That's why it's subconsciousness. But you know that it is something about you that brings forth an energy that allows you to create, be it your subconscious or your consciousness. This is you reintroducing yourself to these hundreds and thousands of energies that are you, that are available to you if only you allow you to teach you. We let everything else influence us except for our authentic self. And then we mad when we end up with the bullshit.
Yeah, and you know, even and I think it's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's okay
it
because we have to know that on the chessboard that, you know, that is this society or this reality we deem to be reality, you know, it kind of, you know, is what we're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So know that it's okay, but when
what
do we come to a point? What is reality?
What is reality?
Okay, let's go there.
What is reality? We've got to find it for ourselves. Otherwise, everybody else's reality becomes your reality. What is your reality?
All right, there it is. What is your reality? What is your reality? All right.
Truthfully. Not the bullshit.
And it ain't this
not
shit.
Not get a car. Not get a house. Not live in perfect paradise. I need two dogs and a house and flowers. And
of that.
What is your reality?
Mm-hmm.
Yours.
And for some, they are fine with that. Like, you know, but, you know, some of us are here, but, you know, the American dream, per se, is not our reality.
What is that? Shit, what is the American dream?
The American dream.
Did the bums really think that when they got out of, say, the military, did they really think that they were going to be homeless after Vietnam?
Mm.
Did they really think that they were going to be full of infestation and disease after trusting society to give their bodies with AIDS and orange? And all of this stuff that we have allowed to become us, listening to what somebody else's illusion of what reality could be, becoming a form of that, but not it in its totality. How many people went out with the military loan and bought a house and didn't know that they was buying a money pit? But the military told you when you was coming out of high school, hey, going to the military, you're going to get a house, you're going to get a car, they're going to pay your bills, they're going to make sure that your family good, you can get, you know, all kind of guns and all. They painted this picture for you.
Mm-hmm.
But was it the picture for you? It sounded good. But in the reality of you attaining these things, what became your alabaster box? What became your Pandora's box? What became your shame? What did you have to do when you were at war? Not only for your mind and your own sanity, but for the things that you were coming home to, that the military gave you a promise that was waiting for you, and you came home out of your mind so you couldn't maintain and sustain what they told you they was going to give you. And now you homeless on the streets. And you got medals and all this stuff that they gave you. However, you ain't in the right mind to even.
I'm sorry. I think the deepest mind control practices are practiced with these military people. You know what I mean? I think they use, you know, how our people have such good hearts to where they're willing to fight for their country. They're willing, you know what I mean? But these are the people that are practiced on the most. I'm sorry. You know, I love y'all, and I know y'all, some of y'all had good hearts and good intentions in joining and doing, but I think that these people have been used. So.
Yeah. And that's the problem,
you know,
is we've been used and we don't know how we've been used.
There
we've
it
been
is.
Manipulated and we don't know how we've been manipulated as a people.
Yep.
Not male or female.
As a people.
But generally, as energy. We so stuck we control our energy and you don't control shit. A motherfucker can trigger you in 2.1 seconds on how they look at you.
Let me tell you how I found out. A guy I was dating, I watched him, you know, graduate high school, you know, country dude, Texarkana, you know what I'm saying? You know, watched him grow, and it wasn't until he went into the military about his third deployment. I think it's like the third deployment is when they get you. You know what I'm saying? So it is, it's some more shit going on in that arena. You know what I'm saying? I won't go, but I just want to say to the world that I've watched it happen in my own eyes, how he came back a different person. I don't even know him no more. I don't know who that is they sent back. It ain't him.
Let me tell you something. You're in a war every day that you put your feet on the ground. You're in a war with yourself. You're in a war of the illusion of yourself. You're in a war of what people have told you you are and what you're finding out you are authentically. And you're afraid of the things that are ugly about you. I'm not talking about a physical look. I'm talking about how you think. I'm talking about how you perceive things. There are negativities that are attached to us that we don't even understand. That's why we are so egotistical and emotional about people hearing us and recognizing it in us. That's why we're so defensive. And we're protecting it because, what, ego don't want to let go. Ego don't want nobody to know that you recognize ego. Ego is survival mode. So you have to ask yourself, why am I in survival mode? Why am I so aggressive today? Why do I tell myself that I love myself, but it hasn't become the mantra that is naturally a part of me, and I still have to say it to myself? Why do I have to keep saying I love me? When am I going to get to a point where I just love me? And I know that I love me, so I don't have to keep reiterating that I love me. When am I going to get to a point where I stop asking myself, why don't other people love if I'm not willing to love all of me? I deserve to be loved. I deserve to be honored. I deserve to be respected. But I won't do that self-check for myself and see that I'm not honoring me in my totality, and I'm not respecting me in my totality, and I'm not dealing with my own bullshit because I won't even recognize that it's my shit. I smell it stinking, but I don't want to look at me and know that it's the me that's stinking. And I want to project that off on other people around me and pick at their smorgasbord of life. But I won't sit at my own table with myself and deal with my own thing.
Something very important in that, and I want to mention this to the audience and anybody that listens, please hear me when I say this, because I've watched this one myself, and it hurt my heart to watch. But what I watched is that not dealing with a little girl, you know, and at some point of teenage years, we build up this thing, as you mentioned, and we build up this protectivism, creating this persona, personality of who we think we are, and we create that early on.
Who we know we not, but we want to become. Not even understanding that that's not our path. That ain't none of your business what Christine doing over there. You ain't going to get the house Christine living in. You ain't going to drive the car Christine driving. Why you in competition with Christine and you won't even face you and be in competition with your motherfucking self? Why are you not worthy of your own competition for you?
So in that.
By you.
So
that's where I'm at now. That's my reality.
Okay, I got you. But see, it's a lot of yous out here. Okay, so just in observation, y'all. I gotta tell y'all what I see because I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? So you know, so in that, guys, what I have been seeing is that persona is created, and it for whatever reason. So that I've seen a lot of women, because I'm only speaking about the women right, the black woman right now. I have seen a lot of women go their entire lives with this persona, and it may have worked for them, or so they say. You know, we put up a good imagery. We even get married and go get a husband. You know, we put shit on top of shit on top of shit on top of shit. You know what I'm saying? And go our whole lives until the point of when you are about to transition that the little girl comes back up that you hadn't dealt with.
She ain't been dealt with. So that's the point that I'm getting to, that she hadn't been dealt with. But it kind of seems like, you know, being that you haven't dealt with it, knowing that you needed to deal with it, now you back into a corner.
Yep.
Now
and
you
why?
Back
because
to a corner, so you got to
because
deal.
Now you think you're running out of time. So now you got to go. And you're not only going to deal with the little girl, but you got to tear down every brick and every wall and every cement and blacktop and concrete that you built around this little girl. And you're scared.
Mm.
And your time running out.
What you gonna find?
And you know that you're getting ready to
yeah.
getting ready to transition, and you're getting ready to do. And you now you want to create, critique it. Now you want to fix it.
Mm.
Now you want to go back and say, I want to have this conversation with my daughter before I die. I want to have this conversation with my sister before I die. I want to have this conversation with my mother before I die. I want to have this conversation with all of these different other
my
feminists
son.
That you now are real. Right, talk to my son, my husband, my baby daddies, my this, my that. Now you want to fix it because you deem you're running out of time. When, you know, I work with hospice, y'all, and I've watched people wheel themselves to stay alive, somebody show up. And I'm talking about this person will suffer, be so high on morphine, could put down an elephant. They still holding on, pumping that pump, giving themselves that morphine, shooting themselves up, wait. And when that person comes, when that person get there, that person show up, that person walk up and they say, Mama, I'm here. Granny, I'm here. Papa, I'm here. Uncle, I'm here. Cousin, I'm here. And that person had that one conversation. Can y'all clear the room? I need to talk to him. I need to talk to her. They had that conversation. They cry together. They love on each other. They get their forgiveness or not. And they go to sleep. They go to sleep. They let go.
But they had the conversation.
But they had the will to hold on. People say, you ain't in control of life or death. You ain't in control. When death comes, death don't come. But you will will that body. You will hold on. Your soul will be scratching and tearing to hold on to every fiber of that
thing. That's what my cousin did.
Get to that one you want to see. I'm telling you what I know, not what I heard. I've watched it.
What you know?
I'm telling you what I know. I've watched evil people where their families wouldn't deal with them at all in their life. Gather, boom on the hospital floor because it's this one person's family and everybody coming to get us. Tell me, sorry.
Everybody coming to what?
Did they tell me you sorry? Tell me you sorry for what you did to me. Tell me you sorry.
Oh, wow.
Are you sorry? I watched it.
But they hold
they
on to
in
that. But don't the evil
hold
one
on.
Hold on to that because it's their last thing that they can hold on to in the mean of control.
Until they're on their deathbed. And then they
wait. If I had a gun, I'd shoot them between their eyes.
Can you call my daughter?
Can you call my sister?
My sister lives in Germany. Can somebody get my sister on the phone? And you give her the phone. And the sister says, you know, I really, you know, what is going on? I don't deal with her. And they say, well, you know, she's in hospice. And she wants to talk to you. And the sister stay on the phone. And the sister listen. And the person say, I just want you to know, I'm sorry. And that's it. That's it. And they die. They die. And you be standing there like, what the fuck was that? What's going on?
Hey, Mr.
For their whole life.
Thank you for calling me. I won't be there for services. The arrangements are already preset. You know, and you know, thank you for your helping with my family member, whatever. Mm. And they hang up and go on with their life.
I wonder how these people truly feel.
Needed to be able to ask for that apology. Why? Because your whole life you ain't want to face it. And there's something about when you know you getting ready to go. We're trying to make it right because you're scared of where you're going or where you're
trying to make it right.
Because we gotta remember that a lot of people are caught up in religion. So
baby, say it.
They think they're going to this. They think they're going to that. So they
So you got to fix it. Oh, baby. Bless y'all hearts.
Yeah.
Bless y'all hearts.
But that's an example of what will do over what control. See, control, you ain't got no control. You ain't got no control over what somebody else is going to do. Hey, sissy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the show. I'm almost done.
Oh, wow.
Second.
Okay. Thank you for that.
We have to stop thinking, and that's the universe. Let me tell y'all something.
I got you.
I don't do shit. I show up.
Gratitude to the energy.
I allow the universe to you. Yes, that part. That. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I battle with allowing what I can consciously be aware of to not allow ego to stare. I watched it too much in the spirit community. You know, because I came, because it was me that gave y'all this message, because I did this, and I did that, and I did, and I did, and I did. I ain't did shit, but be available. It ain't nobody else doing shit, but being available. If it wasn't there for you, you wouldn't be the one available. And this is why I tell y'all, don't be mad at the messengers. And all this whole other stuff, slugs and the things with these damn cicadas, I can't stand them, but they got a reason and they see it. Everything is a messenger. And as long as the messenger is available and you, the receiver of the message, is available, then what needs to be heard is what is available. What needs to be seen is available. And no, you don't control nothing. But if you're available, you have the will, it's in the will to be a part of the uncontrollable. And that's power. That's where your power at. Not in what you think that is.
There go that, Jim. Auntie, so we're going to wrap up, you know, eternal. Happy Saturday. Beautiful. It is a beautiful day. Gratitude to the mother. You know what I'm saying? I don't think the mother is earth. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I think Nelly was getting ready to say that it's a beautiful Saturday. Here in Georgia, it is definitely. It is hot. Y'all, it is hot.
But,
it's going to get 90 degrees. As a matter of fact, I'm in my,
you know,
in my car. It's 91 degrees.
You know, Auntie,
so
I feel that this
humidity,
I feel that this humidity is gonna kick our ass. That was Auntie's phone breaking up. Okay, so her phone broke up, so she got that. She'll call back, y'all. Let me check on Eternal and see if Eternal, are you there? Eternal. All right, he ain't there. He may have a busy day today. Shout out to you, Eternal. Peace and blessings, brother. We feel your presence as always. Thank you.
No. Hold up.
Let me let her know to call back in. We finna talk about this Pandora's box, y'all. Okay, so guys, you know, just the whole point, you know, in this broadcast, guys, trusting you, all right? Getting back to trusting you guys. When, if ever, have you sat down with yourself and admitted to yourself, possibly, because we're not going to say that it's the same for everybody, but possibly, when have you admitted to yourself that, damn, I don't even trust me. Damn, I haven't been trusting me this whole time. It's me! About to go. Okay, so she got to go. All right. Thank you, love us. All right, she had to go, y'all. So, you know, this, again, has been a great topic, guys. So, you know, the Pandora's box. I love hearing from Auntie because Auntie has a lot of experience, and especially experience as a woman. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the women, that Pandora's box. Matter of fact, being that she wasn't able to expound, I'm going to create a whole broadcast on the Pandora's box. That's what needed to happen. So the Pandora's box, you guys. The Pandora's box. Why are we so scared to open Pandora's box? All right. Why are we so scared to open Pandora's box? You know, the eyes, guys. So let, as in closing, guys, as we begin to wrap up, thank you. Thank you. Shout out to the energy. Gratitude to the energy, guys. Thank all of you guys who join us every weekend and listen to us. Tomorrow, guys, on Spiritual Soul Sunday, what we're going to be talking about is, shout out to my grandmother, Catherine Boyd Mask, who has been nothing but support, who I heard was a good woman, you know what I'm saying? So that's all that I know. I don't know anything that's hidden or anything different. Maybe that was, you know, for my protection. However, guys, gratitude and shout out to the ancestors who actually show up and serve their grandchildren who are, you know, the ancestors unseen. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of energy who is always available to you guys when we know, when we truly begin to grow and know and understand how to tap in. Shout out and gratitude for the essence in which just transition, Bobber Choice, my favorite cousin in the world, compassionate. I love my cousin. If you know, you truly have a chance now to witness and see what it is that I am doing, you know, here, you know what I mean? And I welcome your guidance. I welcome your protection, which I know you would deliver, you know, in your unseen essence. You know, I welcome you into my frequency, into my space, you know what I mean, so that we can work together to get things accomplished, if you feel me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we have to talk to the ancestors, guys, like they are living beings, like they are really, you know, me and you talking to each other. You know what I'm saying? That's how we connect. You know, just really, if you need to cry or if you need to, you know, talk to your mama about something that you're going through and your mama has transitioned, talk to her. You know, make her her favorite meal, you know what I'm saying? And sit down with her, you know what I'm saying, at the dining room table and just have a talk with her, you know. And remember to come to the ancestors in balance, though. You know what I'm saying? Don't come, you know, with your anger and with your, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, you may scare them off or they may just don't want to fuck with you or deal with you. You know what I'm saying? So if you are in a space to where you are balanced and to where you are inviting, all right, because ain't nobody going to fuck with you. You know, if you're going to be there, if you want to die, that person that nobody truly fuck with, go ahead. But if you want to, while the little time that you have, that many of us have left, you know what I mean, do we want to have any time to redeem, or, you know what I mean, do we even want to make it better for ourselves? A lot of times we don't. But are you going to wait until you are on the deathbed to make it right? That is a sad event. But a reality may be that a lot of people do, and we're going to continue to carry on these traditions, you know what I'm saying, through lifetimes, you know.
But, you know, for me, guys, I am done with all of that. You know what I'm saying? I am beginning to trust me. I am beginning to go into some of my deepest, darkest roots. You know, I'm beginning to sit with my shadow. You know what I'm saying? Shadows. And see what they want. You know what I mean? So trusting you guys, knowing that we really are not in control, but we are willing. Life is only 10% of what happens, yet 90 in how you react to it. All right, guys, join us tomorrow, Spiritual Soul Sunday. Guys, what we're going to be talking about is water, right? You know, be water, my friend, Bruce Lee. You know, programming your water. You know, why is water important? What is it about water? You know, they tell us that 90% of us are, that we are water. But we are going to talk about this water experiment. Dr. Emoto is a great person who is a great study on YouTube University when it comes to water work. All right. So thank you guys again. Please be sure to join our Facebook group for updates on broadcasts that are coming up, guys. Please be sure to check out our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. Love you guys to life. Let me go ahead and read to you guys the energy pool. Sometimes I, you know, have a need to read the energy of the day, guys. So energy of today is the fifth chakra. You know, this is Archangel Gabrielle. This is about self-expression, speaking your truth. Go figure. The energy pool for today, you guys, is self-expression, speaking your truth, the fifth chakra. I don't know it right offhand. I will tell you guys in just a moment. I normally have a book right here. Here it goes. Chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I thought so. Solar plexus chakra. All right? So your fifth chakra, solar plexus chakra, guys. Study that. If you guys need to contact me, go to our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. You guys are able to book sessions with me now. I started, you know, this year, guys, I started, you name the price, you know what I'm saying? You tell me how much you are willing to pay. You know, the energy has changed, you guys, you know what I'm saying? What you know, if it's $3, one person paid $3 one time, you guys, or what she needed, you know what I'm saying? One person paid $300. You know, it's just you name the price, all right? So Haru the Seven Oracle, which is myself, you know, is now offering to the audience, name your price. You name the price, you guys. You name the exchange is really what I like to call it. So this energy center was pulled upright. Gabriel holds his trumpet in one hand and a beautiful orb of blue light in another. He is sending powerful energy to your throat center, acknowledging your power to communicate and your readiness to do so. Oh, man. This angel opens you up to truthful expressions, both with yourself and with others and about others. You may have had trouble with expressing yourself. Have you had trouble expressing yourself in the past? You know, did those around you, those who, you know, raised you, you know what I'm saying, made you feel inferior, therefore you became mute? Now is the time to break away and break free, break through, push through all of that, and reclaim your power. Gabriel is here to tell you that your soul longs to take this leap now. Do it now. I've been doing it personally in my life, and I've been encouraging others to do it as well, guys. We no longer have to be afraid of these, you know, these perceived authority figures, you know, who have taken on these roles as our authority, you know, in which they are not. All right? So be aware that true communication includes how you speak to yourself. So never deny your profound in your profound value, all right? Speak up for yourself. Write in your journal. Let your words flow. Now is the time for you to express yourself freely, fully, and allow the universe to use you, your choices, and honor yourself, right? This card also is an indication that a communication project is coming or a time to heighten communication with spirit and telepathic with others. Telepathic communication with others. All right. So, again, guys, speak your truth. As Sensei always says, if I may bring him up in this broadcast, as Sensei always says, you know, speak your truth even if your voice shakes. I still love my brother. But, yeah, that's it, guys. Again, our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. And please be sure to join us tomorrow, guys. We love you. We love you. We love you. And always remember that love is you. I want to find a song for you guys. What song was I going to play? I normally talk about we talking and I find something, but yeah, guys, I'm going to go out with Chrisette Michelle again. You know what I'm saying? Love is you. All right, guys. Peace.
What's your definition of it? How's it make you feel? Tell me what you say that truly makes it real. Kings and queens, philosophers have tried so hard to find. Tell me what it means to you, dear, never mind. Love is kind when the world is cold. Love stays strong when the fight gets old. Love's a shoulder to lean on. Love is you. Love's like the water when the well runs dry. Quench my thirst, keep me alive. Just need one sip, baby. Love is you. 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 Is it possible there is a kiss that's so divine? Or am I just a fool? Is it all in my mind? Is there something chemical a scientist might say? Well, love must be a drug to make me feel this way. Cause love's my permission to be who I am. No inhibitions cause you understand. Freedom to breathe, oh baby, love is you. Love's like a kiss when the sun goes down. Holds me tight when no one's around. Love's what I wanna hold on to. Love is you. 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 When the chips are down, love will stick around. Oh, I'm so glad I found love is you. Much as I've tried to clarify, love's quite simple, he's just my guy. A perfect definition, love is you. Love is you. Love is you. Love is you.
I know that life may seem a bit strange at times, but through all of the pain and confusion, you have to remain divine. Do all that you can do to heal and change inside. Know and understand that even flowers have to endure the rain at times. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so you haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so you have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I want you to know that things get better with time, but in the meantime, you have to stop seeing yourself through irrelevant eyes. May you shine like the light that has brought you forth from the heavenly skies, and find more of yourself in the rest of these lines. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, yeah. I know flowers grow, I know flowers grow, I know people change, yeah. We need the rain, sunflower souls. There is a time to love and there's a time to heal. Find a way to free your mind and let time reveal. In the midst of all of this love that you're trying to give, you have to learn to love yourself for real and find the time to live. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You have to learn to let go and forgive. In order for the sunshine to show, I know people change. I know flowers. Yeah, sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know flowers grow. We cannot stay the same. So if you love the flower, you cannot hate the rain. Sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. Yeah. I know flowers grow. I know flowers grow. I know people change. Yeah. Sometimes we need the rain. Sunflower souls. Embrace the love that vibrates in your heart. Exhale. Radiate the love that flows out of your soul. Inhale. Vibrate love. Exhale. Radiate love. Affirm yourself. I feel love within me. I feel love all around me. Every day, I am becoming more loving and compassionate. Being kind to others also means being kind to myself. I appreciate my love. I value my life. I accept myself for who I am. I am divine love and radiant light. I vibrate pure love. I vibrate radiant light. My thoughts and desires are in harmony with universal love. I love myself unconditionally. There is nothing